It's the Justin Wayne Show, episode 107. Randy Moss returns.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Oh, it is the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks very much for tuning in. Why do they say it's CH when it's a T over here in England? Silly people. My name is Justin Wayne. Yes, I am an alien in England, in London, in fact. Broadcasting from London this evening. I hope you're... we've got people from all over the world listening, and we've got Pete Renzullo of the just previous show there, Close to Gnar, which was fantastic this evening. Applause to Peter for that show. He's on. He's in the chat room. It's 3 in the morning there. It is 3 in the afternoon over in... not Cincinnati, somewhere in Ohio, where Randy, manager of Titty Bingo, lives. So hello to you guys and the rest of you listening in. We have a fantastic night of music for you, as well as some good chat. And if you didn't hear, Randy Moss, now formerly of the Patriots, who was once formerly of the Minnesota Vikings, is now a Minnesota Viking once again. And who better to chat with us than Sam Barnes, our resident American football expert. So we're going to chat with him in the second hour. It's going to be fantastic. I just told him about 10 minutes ago, so he's frantically getting ready, I think. No. Wow, that's harsh over there. The wife peanut gallery over there was pretty harsh just then. But yes, more about the peanut gallery and Sam a little bit later. We have a fantastic track of the week from Unquiet Nights, which is from Ireland. We'll be listening to that here in a little bit. We're going to hear from last week's artist of the track of the week. That's too much. That's a little bit contrived, isn't it? Artist of the week from last week. They did the track of the week. This is a different track from Ratlin Bone. Shoot Me Down, kicking off this episode 107 of the Justin Wayne Show. Hang on.
Let's move the gun. Oh, get that thing away from me, man. It's a man with a gun. I'll shoot me down. A man with a gun. I'll shoot me down. Another man with a gun. I'll shoot me down. It's a man with a gun.
Justin Wayne.
Well, here's a little story about a woman that I knew. It's no allegory, I guarantee it's all quite true. So I expect you to believe me, though you won't believe your ears. Pay attention, listen up, though you may tremble with fear. You see, this woman that I spoke of had a quarrel with her lover. It seemed she had discovered he'd been sleeping with another. And it was on this very spot in June of 1987. They fought, and then he shot her, and she died and went to heaven. Or at least that's what the priest said as he read the funeral rites. But something strange was going on amongst the tombstones that night. Just when everybody thought her immortal soul was saved, we were all quite surprised to learn she had risen from the grave. She said, "Aloha, I'm back, I got some business to do. I'll be back in my casket before the night is through. But first I'll pay a visit to a certain prison cell and see my cheating husband and send him straight to hell." We were speechless as she left us to find the fiend she'd married, till someone said she's looking good for a girl who's just been buried. But you know, we ought to stop her. Should we call up the police? I said, "She's the living dead. They can do as they please." Besides, she was heading right to the station house herself, where her husband was awaiting trial in a holding cell. The sergeant was surprised to see a corpse walk through the door, but he said, "Sorry, ma'am, visiting hours are 2 to 4. She laughed and said, "I'm dead and I don't have all day. So if you'd kindly stand aside and show me the way." And the sergeant said, "Oh, okay then. Cell number 6. Besides, he thought, "I really don't get paid enough for this." He was sleeping on his cot when she came into the cell, and ever since the murder, he had not slept very well. When he opened up his eyes, at first he thought it was a dream, but she began to speak before he had a chance to scream. "Aloha, I'm back, I got some business to do. I'll be back in my casket before the night is through. But first I'll make you pay for your cheating and your lies. Some say it was a heart attack, some say it was a stroke, and some will say the whole thing was invented just as a joke. But I tell you, it's a fact, it all happened right here. When he saw his undead wife, he simply died of fear. Aloha, I'm back, I got some business to do. I'll be back in my casket before the night is through. But first I'll pay a visit to a certain prison cell and see my cheating husband and send him straight to hell."
Oh, that's a fun one. Halloween's come a bit early, hasn't it? I was just across the road at the shopping market, the place where you buy groceries. I usually call it by name, but I don't feel like they deserve free advertising. And anyway, I was in there, and they had their thing up for Halloween and little pumpkins and decorations, which people don't do very much over here in England. Surprisingly enough, they don't do a lot of trick-or-treating, which I sort of am sad about. Trick-or-treating is awesome. Oh, I don't get to give little children... I shouldn't even say that. I was going to say something like joke, but I'm not even going to go there because that's kind of creepy. I was going to say something about razor blades, but I'm not going to. Right. Anyway, I love little children. They're fantastic. And we used to give them tons of candy because otherwise we get stuck with it and have to eat it ourselves. You didn't really want to hear about that, did you? We got the track of the week is coming up. Yes, fantastic stuff on the show tonight. Thanks all of you for hanging out in the chat room. It's been a little bit of time coming back, I know, but we are here live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. And then, of course, prior to us, the wonderful Peter Renzullo and Close to Nowhere, magical music and magical production and things and stories and chickens and all sorts of stuff from Perth. Lots of great recordings down there. Pete does lots of great recordings. And after me is Rodrigo de Sá, the Island Music Show, who does great music from the island, or in the Azores Islands, the island of Santa... Oh, no. Ponta Delgado is the city that he lives near. I forgot what the island is. I'm a failure. I was a friend. Right. Well, I'm not a failure to these guys. I've been playing their music for quite a while. They're called Bren, with two N's. You can find it at brenmusic.com. Their new album is out now. It's fantastic. You're going to hear some of it from sort of a aptly titled song for this particular moment, as I'm sending you to have a look and possibly buy their album. The song is called Give Us Gold. So do so. Once again, brenmusic.com. We're right here on the Justin Wayne Show.
Yeah. place like this. A matter of time before I fell through the door. There's two guys looking like Miami Vice, throwing the book at me. Losing all hope, losing all time. Is this the end of the line? Too long, man, got a shackle in for me. But you can't know freedom till it's taken away. I flew straight to the bars.
That is Matt Addy. He's over here in London. He plays a lot in some of the places that I like to frequent, but I haven't got to see him yet. It's mattadey.com. Go ahead over there, check him out. He's got he does have show dates. Show dates? Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Gig dates? Gig guide? Anyway, he's got times and places that he's playing, as well as tunes you can buy off his website. So go and check him out. It is time now for the track of the week. The track of the week comes to us from Ireland. They're called Unquiet Nights. I will give you more information about them if you'd like to learn more about them immediately. If you head over to myspace.com/unquietnights or twitter.com/unquietnights, you can follow them on Twitter right now. Yeah, if you must, you should. Right. This song is called Burning the Tracks. Once again, it's Unquiet Nights, track of the week on The Justin Wayne Show. Once again, Burning the Tracks, Unquiet Nights, and there's one of them in the chat room right now. So if you're listening live, you can chat with those guys in the chat room. So tell them how much you like the track, as Pete Renzullo has already done. But they just said they've just upgraded to the new MySpace pages. So and they have me on their. They've tweeted that I made the track of the week. Maybe I should retweet that in a minute. I'll do that. But yes, it's myspace.com/unquietnights. Of course, they're called Unquiet Nights. They're based in Belfast, and they have a YouTube site as well, which is youtube.com/unquietnights, as you would assume. And yeah, it's fantastic stuff. Looks like we're going to be hearing more from them. That's the first single. They're still recording the album now, and we should be hearing more from them in the coming weeks and months. And I certainly anticipate more fantastic tracks just like that. Right, and rhyming things, I guess, is what I'm doing. So thanks to those guys. We'll speak to them more in the chat room as the night continues. Right now, one of my new favorite female singers that we've received in. This is a song called The Birds, and she is called Hattie Snooks. Hope you enjoy this one here on the Justin Wayne Show.
Empathize with you. I apologize. I can be so cruel. I don't know why I do the things that I do. Trying to rationalize why I've been such a fool. I gave you the best, but I know you fly free. Don't want to make it worse by focusing on me. You are beautiful, and I feel I should tell you so
This is Jen from the Inside My Head podcast at jen.phantompower.org, and you are listening to The Justin Wayne Show on Recharged Radio.
Carries a paper bag underneath his arm. It was full of new ideas he had written down. Theories that can make any scholar's brains. Time
That is Ryan Rebo there, that from his EP of the same name, Lonely Scientist, which he recorded in New York about a year ago. It is out now, ryanrebo.bandcamp.com. And if you were listening last week to the second half of the show, we talked about Bandcamp and sort of discussed the reason, well, the, you know, hosting isn't free, downloading isn't free, and so, and Bandcamp never promised they would always stay free, but if you didn't know yet, Bandcamp is no longer free. You're free up to, if an artist has up to 200 downloads, after that, you would, the artist would then have to pay sort of for each download. They're just obviously trying to make a little bit of money, but I guess it sounded like a lot of people were using it to do free or offer free downloads, which is a good thing, and I think that should be part of your marketing scheme. But if you got to charge sometime, the thing is, if you do charge on Bandcamp and you sell, if you sell 200 units, then you get an extra 1,000 units or something like that of free download space. So really, you could sort of pay for it yourself if you work out a little marketing sense. I was going to say marketing sense, but I think that would sound kind of like I was being a jerk, and I certainly don't want to. Right. Anyway, let's get on with that. We were just, yeah. So get over there. You can download it. You can pay what you want for that particular album. It's 5 songs. It's good. It's quite good. I certainly recommend heading over there, ryanrebo.bandcamp.com, and picking that up for yourself for perhaps $1 or $2. If you would, that would be nice. I'm sure Ryan would appreciate that. He's from Missoula, Montana, and used to play in a band called Broadband Shortwave, who used to come through Bozeman, where I used to go to university. Lots of used to's there. One band that is playing, and I missed, they had a residency down at Lock 41 in Camden, and I'm sure did a fantastic job, and I'm very upset because it's not ridiculously far from here, and I love these guys, and I haven't seen them live in a long time, so I missed out, and I'm sure they'll be playing many times more soon. They're just recording their new album. I think this may be the world premiere of this particular song on any radio outlet anywhere. So if you're listening right now, you're in for a treat. Once again, it's Jespa, or as they like to say, Jespa. You can find them at myspace.com/JespaMusic. This is their newest tune called Isabel, here on the Justin Wayne Show. You heard it here first. Thanks, Jordan, for sending it to me.
King, I could shut myself away and never let you in. I could use a drink or two, I could use some sin. I could be a pioneer, and I could be a saint. I could become anything, but you would stay the same. I could use a drink or two, I could use a change. Much harder when you see it face to face. I could use a drink or two, I could use some faith, 'cause I'll never be good enough for you. Soldier, now I'll never be that tough. I
never judge you, but I'll never be enough. I could use a drink or two, I could use some love, but you'll never be. Good enough for me.
Sun these days roll into one.
Believe in me. Well, don't actually. Right. That was Aaron English. The song called Believe. Fantastic track. Got mellow, didn't it? I think that's okay. I hope that's all right with you. It's not going to stay mellow at least for the next couple of minutes. We still have some more music to play before the top of the hour, before we swap over into our second hour of power, the new stuff, the new format, that's what I meant. But I've got four more tracks to play for you in the first hour that are going to go out on the podcast, hopefully Friday-ish, as I was just telling the chat room. This next song is from Australia. I wonder if Peter has either run into this guy before or has seen him play. He's called Craig Morrison, and the Little Cowboys is his band, of course. This one goes out to the wife. This is a song called Ball and Chain. Here on the Justin Wayne Show.
Jesus Christ.
That is right. Don't need it. Don't need psychic hygiene. Do you? And that is the 50-foot woman. She was in the Recharged Radio Church with Steve Honest last week, where I was. If you weren't there last Friday, I don't actually think it's available to listen to. I think it was sort of like one of those one-time things. Not always how we do it. We usually like to record and podcast our shows, as we were discussing in the chat room. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Obviously, if you've been waiting for last week's show to be a podcast of mine, it hasn't been yet because we had a wicked virus on the show computer. Luckily, we've recovered. Obviously, we're here with you tonight. So it wasn't, it was caught in time, I think. But it was by far, I mean, I've seen five or six, I mean, that's a ton. I've seen five or six computer viruses hard at work on a computer of mine, and that was by far, in a way, the worst I've ever seen. It was wicked. Yeah, so we're going to continue on. We have a couple more minutes left of the first hour of the music podcast, and then we're going to get over to American football expert and talk about football. We've been watching lots of football since the season has started, four and a half weeks ago, and it's been fun. It's been good to get back into the football watching mentality of, you know, getting everything done before Sunday afternoon, and then sitting down and having some food and watching football. It's fun. It's a good, it's a sort of a good way to end the weekend, I think. But anyway, I have a couple more tracks to play for you before we get into that. Two tracks, in fact, two of which that I have been meaning to play for a while, but I haven't yet. So, hello to Karina and Julie. We're going to start with Karina Kelly, who is in, if I read this correctly, is in, Ratlin' Bone, which is exciting. This is a tune of hers from her solo project called Midnight Walk. And then we're going to hear from a lady called Julia Berry in just a minute here on the Justin Wayne Show.
We'll be right back. my mind. Take a walk to the ocean. Why is love so unkind? No, no, no. Do you go down to the ocean for a midnight walk? Do you remember the times when there was no need to talk? Gazed at the moon on the water, lay and stared at the stars. Give my heart to the ocean.
Recharged Radio.
Right. Fantastic stuff. That was, what a beautiful, beautiful voice. That was Julia Berry. That song was called Tell Me. Thanks very much, Julia, for sending that in, as well as Karina Kelly. What a fantastic two songs to end the music podcast version of the show. Pick this up once again, Justin Wayne Show. TheJustinWayneShow.com. Say it again. But yes, that's where it is. And I just realized that But that's good, and we will get those shows up now that the computer is free of virus. Touch wood. We'll get right on that. Right, it is just about time for the gig guide. But for those of you listening to the podcast, we'll see you next week.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.